The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM stereo.
Joining us online, we've managed to get Mr. Mohammed Mayed with us this morning. Asalaamu Alaikum, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sister. Thank you for inviting me.
Only a pleasure, Mr. Mayed. Now, of course, it's been a few weeks, so picking off from where we last left off, we understood that the aggrieved victims and clients had decided, okay, they were going to go the legal route. What exactly has been going on over the festive period?
Well, over the festive period, we had been working very diligently with a few ladies in the group, young ladies, in order to get this thing moving ahead. We have compiled a list of victims, which now amounts to very close to 5 million rands. That's in the form of people that have given a loan, such as myself, people that have paid for Umrah and never managed to go, people that have paid for Hajj and did not manage to go. Yes, the figure is close to 5 million rands. I have a meeting scheduled for 2 p.m. this morning with a criminal advocate who's going to take this matter forward. We have on numerous occasions tried to get hold of Fazila to come to the party to repay people, and this was done by many of our victims and to no avail. I must tell the community that approximately 2 weeks ago, another victim by the name of Ahmed Adam had set up a meeting between himself, Fazila Malik, her husband, and I. It was a meeting that lasted for almost 3 hours, wherein Ahmed Adam had put a proposal forward to me saying that we should offer her a lifeline in the form of a business rescue, and this basically entails allowing her to come back to trade, to take people for Hajj, Umrah, and in so doing she will be able to acquire some kind of profits at the end of every month, which will then be utilized to pay her victims. All role players that would have been involved in trying to make this possible had been brought on board, many of them reluctantly because of her reputation, but nonetheless they came on board and they said, okay, fine, we will take a major cut in our profits simply to assist the people, the victims, the elderly, the orphans, the widows, assist those people in trying to get their money back. She came to the meeting, we sat for 2 hours 47 minutes, of which I have a recording, and it's so unfortunate, all that we ever heard from Fazila was absolute lies. There was not one bit of things that she said that were of truth. So we put this proposal to her. We said to her, look, this is a business rescue plan that we are presenting to you. This is how we would want it to work. Attorneys will be involved, where proper contracts will be drawn up. An accounting company will be appointed, who will oversee the day-to-day running of the business, where you, Fazila Malik of New Heights, will have no dealings with cash whatsoever. That will be handled completely and only by the accounting company. And these accounting company will then report only to Ahmed, Adam, and myself. Again, like I said, only lies came from her mouth and nothing else. She was supposed to have met with us 4 days later to give us a report back whether she is in favor of it. And surely she could not have been not in favor of it, simply because it was a win-win situation where we would allow it to trade to pay off her victims, and victims would have got their money. And the other thing that we had said to her was that she will be earning a salary every month. And that would only be fair. And a livable salary where she would be living in comfort, where she will have no need for things. Unfortunately, we scheduled the meeting for Thursday this very same week. And again, as always, lies upon lies. First big lie that she told was that, and this was the night before Thursday, that she cannot come to the meeting because 2 weeks prior she had already arranged a meeting and she cannot get out of it. Now surely if she knew of the meeting, she would have said to us, you know, I cannot come, let's reschedule. And later in the day she sends me a picture, and she claims that she was in the bank. Now, if that is the case, surely she could have met with the bank the next day, because this was far more important. So clearly, she's not interested in paying any victims. She's quite happy to keep the money and say to the people, you know what, do as you wish, because you're not going to get your money from me. All no right. matter what you do.
So fast forward, you know, she doesn't come to the party now. She hasn't really come to the party the past few months either. What exactly is the way forward? What will you be executing?
Well, we're going to... We try to get many people on board. We have statements from many, many of our victims. I will be meeting with the criminal attorney at 2 p.m. this morning. All the statements will be presented to him. He is now going to take these statements to the senior state prosecutor, who will look at these statements from all the different clients, and based on that, he's going to lay charges against her. Having said that, police have been looking for her for the last month, have visited her homes in Indonesia, which is Johannesburg, visited the offices, which have been closed since last year, both in Cape Town and Johannesburg. And from what I understand, there are many summonses that have been issued by various people, all stacking up under her door of the offices in Johannesburg, and police cannot find her. It's well over a month that they cannot find her. So she's been eluding them. Mm. She knows exactly how to play everyone. And it's a matter of duck and dive with her. So yes, I'm going to be meeting with the attorneys. And from here on, we expect that things will move very, very speedily, inshallah.
Now, Mr. Ma, you know, it's pretty unsettling to think, you know, that someone many would have thought of as being a pretty sound person in the travel industry, you know, has sort of gone rogue on everyone. You know, what do you think is the underlying problem here in terms of Fazila Malik? I mean, you're handing out, you know, a sort of rescue plan to her that she's not willing to take. You know, what seems to be the issue with her?
Well, in the meeting, I put the question forward to her many times. Fazila, please tell me, where did the money go to?
Yeah.
All the millions of rands, which is close to 5 million of rands,
yeah,
that you're owing people, what happened? Can you account for it? Show me paper trails. She kept on telling me that she has 900,000 rands stuck with the hotel group in the kingdom. And because of the change in politics in the Saudi kingdom, many of the Egyptians that were running that hotel group have all been fired and chased out of the country.
Wow.
Some of them have, are still remaining, two Egyptians. So she says that when she went for Hajj last year, she paid this particular hotel group 1.1 million rands. So I said to her, you did not even have money to pay for your Hajj on behalf of your victims. Where did you get the money from? But nonetheless, she could not give me an answer. She says she's got 1,100,000 rands with the hotel group. And that was money that she had paid to the hotel group for September Umrah, which doesn't make sense. You don't have to be a mathematician to calculate that this is all hogwash. Nonetheless, she says that she had taken a few people that she had owed Umrah trips to, and she had taken them later in the year, and that brought the figure down from 1.1 million rand to 900,000 rand. So I said to her, there must be some kind of paper trail, there must be proof that the hotel group is holding this kind of money of yours. Please give me evidence to that effect. So I, together with relevant people, authorities in Sahuk, together with authorities in the Saudi kingdom, we can do whatever we need to do so that we can retrieve that money, or we can make sure that people that are owed Umrah trips can now go for it. She has not been able to provide that evidence to me. So clearly that is also a lie. Then what is interesting is that I have had calls from people, numerous people, who tell me that a son, Ahmed, who was running the office for the last few years in Cape Town, had stolen a lot of the money.
Mm.
I think this is true, because not in so many words, but yes, Fazila did allude to the fact that things had gone wrong ever since the son Ahmed had taken over the running of New Heights Travel in the last 4 years. Her words to me were, in the first 2 years after he had taken over control of the business, when I say control, total control, in the first 2 years things had run smoothly. In the last 2 years, things had taken a very bad turn. And money, according to her, and I don't know if this is true.
Mm.
This is where she needs to come and tell us what is true and what is not true, taking into account that she tells a lot of lies. She says, and her husband was present, that Ahmad, her son, had sold property. I don't know exactly what property it is, but he had sold property, and the proceeds of the sale thereof he had siphoned.
Now, Mr. Mait, have you made any attempt to get in touch with Ahmad himself?
I cannot get hold of him. He's not even on WhatsApp. So no, I have not been able to get in touch with him. Further to that, Fazila says that lots of money had gone missing from New Heights travel account. And I said, where did the money go to? And she says, she gave me an indication, but not directly, that this money was taken by Ahmad, and he's been living the lavish lifestyle, according to many people. He had opened up the gym, and Fazila now says that no, he does not own the gym, but I know for a fact that he does own the gym, because we had been tracking his gym. And what it did tell us initially is that he was the owner. We have evidence to prove that he is a member of three different CCs, one of which is shaped by gloves in the Cape. So yes, he has taken a lot of money, according to people and according to his own mother.
All right. Now, of course, you know, we are running out of time, but we have about 30 seconds to go, Mr. Mait. Just the way forward once again. And, you know, how do we escalate this? I mean, it's 2 or 3 months that we're talking about this now. I think Fazila Malik has been given enough time in which to try and make amends. Clearly, as you have stated, she doesn't want to. So, you know, when do we hope to see some sort of money or some sort of returns to these victims?
Well, I can assure the victims that there will be no money coming through, because she doesn't even tell me whether she does have money to repay. She doesn't say anything. But what I can assure our victims is that, yes, things will move very speedily from here on after meeting with the attorney, who will then get in touch with the state prosecutor. So, inshallah, criminal charges are being laid. We're going to pursue her criminally, and we will give feedback to the community as and when there is a need to do so.
All right. Well, Mr. Mait, we thank you for your time. Just if victims or others would like to get in contact with you, how can they go about doing so?
They can also contact me on 084-799-2282. Please contact me at any time. We will do whatever we can to assist you.
All right. Well, Mr. Mait, we thank you for your time and for keeping us abreast on the situation. We do appreciate it.
We thank you too.
Only a pleasure. Go well. Assalamu alaikum. And that was Mr. Mohammed Mait there, representing aggrieved clients, basically filling us in terms of the latest with regards to the Fazila Malik saga. But also for those of you that are in the Cape Town region, if you have been one of the victims or you know one of the victims, they need assistance, they need to be informed, then Mr. Rafiq Saville is there as well on 084-499-0672.